The 5th Annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 20th, 2012. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. On October 20th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life.
Nintendo Oki is once again proud to support Extra Life. We will be participating in the 24-hour marathon on October 20th, but we are also having a mini-marathon at the Children's Hospital at St. Francis on October 9th. With the support and sponsorship of several from the Tulsa community, we are going to play games with children at the hospital. This is all to raise awareness for Extra Life to help more people heal more hearts. Go to nintendo-oki.com and extra-life.org to find out more.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 9 questions, talk about the answers for a little while, then we put somebody in the hot seat. I am your host, Tony, and joining me, as he does every week, we've got Shelby.
Oh, man, it's already getting hot. I can feel the heat just coming off this show, you know, like on a hot road in Arizona when you're driving, and you think you see a pond, but you don't, and then you see a camel, and you're like, why is there a camel in the desert? But I'm not.
Why is there a camel in Arizona?
Why is there a desert in Arizona?
Well, because Arizona is the desert.
There you go. That's why the camel's there.
Ah. Perfect explanation. You need to reach back there and flip that hot seat off, though. It's not time for that yet.
Oh, we got
to
get it warmed up, dude. You can't go sitting in a cold hot seat right away. The hot seat's got to be preheated.
No, trust me. This week, we want the hot seat as cold as it can possibly be.
Before you begin this podcast, preheat your seat to 450 degrees.
Whew.
It's a hot seat, dude.
Very hot. I don't know that I could handle that.
Frying egg in that seat.
I do not want to sit in a 450 degree seat. I know that much.
All right. Well, you know, you asked for it, so we'll turn it down to 300 just for you. Just for
that'll
you.
Work.
Round one.
It's time for the music round, Shelby. Normally, this is your part of the show, but I'm taking over this week.
Oh no!
It happens every once in a while. I know. It's crazy, but that's what we do.
Well, it's either that or I was going to be writing 9 questions this week, so I didn't want to do that.
Why not?
I don't know. I usually do anyway.
And this week, the music round was inspired by a game I played for the very first time. And if you listened to the show earlier in the week, you know what we're talking about, but I can't tell you right now because it's one of the questions. So, question one, we're going to play a piece of music right now. Oh, and it was actually, Shelby, that song that caused me to buy the game we were talking about.
Was it really?
It was.
That song's very out there, you know.
This whole game is out there.
Well, you know, it is in space. And as we know, anything in space is crazy. How about that one?
It is, this game is just bizarre, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
We're talking about Space Channel 5 Part 2.
part two. So they just like it. And that's how weird it is. Like, we're just going to call the sequel part two. That's what we're going to do.
It works.
It works, you know.
I have never played part one, but part two was available on Xbox Live. I played the demo. I said, I've got to have this game.
Yeah, I've been looking for the Dreamcast version for quite some time and never see it. And I didn't even know there was a PS2 port until a while back. Shannon told me, I need to find this game. I need to play it.
I need to pick up the PS2 version as well.
Yeah, I was looking on Dreamcast. It's a Dreamcast game, you know. It's Dreamcast, and, you know.
If I owned a Dreamcast, I might try to find it on the Dreamcast.
Well, maybe you should try to find a Dreamcast.
I don't want to do that.
All right, fine. Be that way.
It would be another system that I can't hook up to my TV because I've got, you know, I've run out of places to plug them in.
We'll just unplug something else.
I'd have to unplug the PS2, and I don't want to do that.
We'll buy a Switch.
Yeah, then I would have my wife yelling at me for having 15 game consoles on the, you know, TV stand.
What's
so.
Wrong with you? You say it like it's a bad thing.
Well, you know, and that by the, old I only saying, have, I enjoy being married.
And I would like to point out, I only have 13 hooked up to my TV right now, thank you. The two Ataris and the Famicom and the other PlayStation are on another TV, thank you.
I just have Xbox 360, PS2, and a Wii.
You want me to list all mine?
No.
Okay.
Because we'd be here for a while. So, let's move on to question two. We're going to play a piece of music right now.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Shake, 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 Sinora.
You feel like shaking it, Tony?
Just a little bit,
so
I guess.
Like this, shake, shake, shake.
Sinora.
Shake.
Shake it all the time.
Shake. Shake. Sonora.
Chocolate milkshake.
No.
This song actually does not remind me of a video game. It reminds me of a movie. I think we should just stop right now and have the Beetlejuice podcast.
Shake. Shake. Oh, I hit the microphone. I'm so busy shaking. Yes, Beetlejuice. How can I hear the song without thinking Winona Ryder flying through the air and, like, what's that? Gina Davis, like, dead.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird combination when you think about it. A dead Gina Davis and a flying Winona Ryder, but, you know, that's what I think of.
And then Alec Baldwin just sitting in the corner somewhere crying.
Dude, it totally was Alec Baldwin. Good call. Man, that movie had a huge cast of people in it.
Yes, it did.
The mom from Home Alone. That dude.
Actually, watching it, I like the cartoon more than I actually like the movie. That cartoon
totally.
Was fabulous.
Yeah, I can tell the cartoon was awesome. I wish they put that on DVD.
But the game we're speaking about that has this song is Samba de Amigo.
Samba de Amigo. Hook up your digital maracas and get your precursor to the sensor bar and put it on the floor and shake your maracas above them because it works so well. I don't know.
Worked brilliantly, didn't it?
I don't know. Did it ever work? I've actually never used those.
I don't think it worked quite as well as they wanted it to.
It couldn't have worked very well, could it?
And so they said, the Wii's out. Let's put it on another system that doesn't work quite as well as we want it to.
Ooh, burn. Ooh, low blow, dude. Ouch. My gloves are off.
I think if they had released it after Motion Plus had come out, it would have been a different story.
I guess. I don't have Motion Plus yet, and apparently I need it for Wii U, so I guess...
Yeah, I heard today that the Wii U is only going to, you know, work with Motion Plus.
Well, I mean, it'll work with... I mean, if you put a Wii game in...
A Wii game in, yeah.
Yeah, but any Wii U game, you're going to have to have a Motion Plus Wiimote, which is kind of weird. But, they probably should have made that decision a long time ago, so...
Oh, yeah. You're right. But, you know, they didn't want to alienate those millions of people that had, you know, regular Wii remotes.
So they're alienating them now.
Well, it's a different system, so it kind of makes sense.
You're kind of making a cut there, so it kind of makes sense to make that cut just a little bit deeper, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So, moving on to question three, we're going to play a piece of music right now. Another Dreamcast game that just recently got an Xbox Live release.
Recently?
I think it was recently. Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong.
It has one, though. I agree with that.
It does have one. Or maybe it was just that somebody I was listening to on a podcast just downloaded the game, and so it seems like it was a recent release in my mind.
Perhaps, but as I was saying when no one else can hear us, this song is very Japanese.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
yeah, okay, it sounds weird, and it, you know, has the weird, you know, voices and stuff like that, but just as somebody who listens to a lot of J-pop and J-rock, you can just tell, like, even if without the singing and stuff like that, the chords, the rhythm to it, it just, the way it's mixed, it just sounds very Japanese.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound, you know, like American bands.
No. It would not have been on an American Bandstand.
Probably not. I think Dick Clark would have had a heart attack.
Maybe.
Was he the host of American Bandstand?
I believe so. You're thinking of accidentally maybe wondering if you're getting him confused with the dude from Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, that hosted Star Search.
Yes.
Yeah, you were almost getting him confused with him.
I don't want to do that.
No.
Because one brings you a check with millions of dollars, the other one tells you it's a new year.
He hasn't done that in a while. The check with $1 million, not the new year thing. Dick Clark's there every year. Despite having a stroke, that guy is dedicated.
Well, he likes to tell you it's time for a new year, man.
Yeah, he lives for it, yeah. Quite
what are we going to do if Dick Clark doesn't tell us that it's January 1st?
I don't think New Year can start.
I don't think so. He's like Father Time.
I believe he is, actually.
So, it wouldn't surprise me. We are talking about Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio, a.k.a. Jet Grind Radio, depending on what country you're from. It was actually called Jet Grind Radio here, and then called Jet Set Radio Future. I don't know why they called it Jet Grind Radio on the first one. I still don't get that, but it was called Jet Set Radio everywhere else, I believe.
Because every Japanese game has to have a different name when it comes to America.
Well, it was called Jet Set Radio in Europe.
That's not America, though.
Well,
it's like that whole Final Fantasy thing. We got Final Fantasy 4 as Final Fantasy 2, and Dragon Quest as Dragon Warrior, and it's all crazy
don't
stuff.
Don't bring up Final Fantasy. That's still too painful. I don't like Shannon anymore. He'll tell that story later on the OkieCast. So
I'm sure on Monday's OkieCast we will get that story.
Just a little teaser for you folks. It'll make you sick, I promise. Ugh.
Round two.
Oh, well, Shelby, it's time to move on to round two, and you've got the questions for us this week.
I do have the questions for round two this week. I normally have round one and three, so this is weird, changing up a little bit. I don't know what to think here, dude. I don't know. I'm going to read off questions 4, 5, and 6 to 7, 8, and 9. I don't know what's going on. But this week, round two is called What's the Master with You?
Nothing. What's the Master with You?
What's the Master with You? Well, these, as why I love to make bad puns, so these are all Mega Man robot masters. So the answer is going to be something man or something woman, maybe. You know, we'll see.
Cup man.
Maybe. Wait till I ask the question.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to go. You ready?
Yeah.
You can say that again. I'm not saying it'll be right, but you can say it again when I'm done talking the next sentence, okay?
Okay.
Number four. This unit was originally an amusement park robot before it was stolen and reprogrammed by Dr. Wily.
Mime Man.
What?
Mime Man.
Mime Man? That's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
Mime Man. My, my man.
You have to say that kind of with an Italian accent.
So what attack would my man have? What attack would Mega Man gain from killing my man?
He would gain the ability to put himself in an invisible box.
You think? I was going to give him something cool and give him, like, you know, stealth run or something like that. You
he
know?
Can pretend to shoot a gun.
Invisible rope.
There you go.
Pretend to shoot a gun. Mega Buster silent mode. I don't know.
That's right.
Put a silencer on his Mega Buster. There you go. No, but I'm speaking of Clown Man. You were pretty close with Mime Man. Man, that's hard to say.
That is really hard to say.
No, but Clown Man. He's from Mega Man 7?
That would explain why I don't recognize this one, because I've never played that
pretty
one.
Pretty sure he's in 7. I don't know. You'd think I'd remember. I wrote these questions like a week ago, but he's from 7. I'm pretty sure he's from 7. He's got to be from 7. I'm pretty sure he's 7.
I've played the first 6 and then 9 and 10.
Really? You skipped 7 and 8, huh?
Yeah. 7 was on the Super Nintendo.
Indeed.
And 8 was on the PlayStation.
And the Saturn.
So that's why I didn't play those, because I didn't own those systems.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have a Super Nintendo, but I didn't have the other two.
It's hard to find that Mega Man 8 copy on the Sega Saturn. I've been looking at it for a while, ever since I got my Saturn. But no, Clown Man. Not Mime Man. Question 5. Never one to be late, this master was one of the new robots added to the Mega Man remake, Mega Man Powered Up.
What is you're fired, man, because you're late all the time. Oh, wait, he's never late.
No, he's never late. And that Fireman was already in Mega Man 1.
That's true, he was.
Yeah, he was. So, you know, unless they made, like, Fireman 2, Fire-er-man, which is really...
Fireman Jr.
There kind of is a Fire-er-man because they had Heat-Man in Mega Man 2, which is an upgrade version of Fireman. So
then Magma-Man.
Magma-Man. There's always something to do with fire. There's some sort of robot that's got ice. It looks like an Eskimo, usually.
Yeah, Dr. Wily is not creative.
No, he totally isn't. They totally explain that in the comics, too. There's even a point where Dr. Light goes, oh, Wily, you don't have a creative bone in your body. But we are speaking of Time Man.
That makes sense.
Almost Mime Man. Wow. It all ties together. Time, Mime. One letter. Man. You were one Rhyme letter and one man. Question away. Rhyme Man, yeah, that's the next one. No, Time Man and Oil Man were the two they added for the Mega Man remake on PSP, Mega Man Powered Up. And I don't know what you get when you beat Time Man. I think maybe Time Freeze or something. I don't know. They're prototypes. They're in the Mega Man comic, though. That's pretty cool.
They're like Proto Man.
Proto Man, yeah, exactly. Question 6. This robot master, model number DWN-021, fights with an auto balance system that was originally designed to work on other planets.
What is Down Man?
Down Man. Is there a Down Man? I don't think so.
I don't think so, but that's what his name looks like.
A Down Man?
Or his model number.
Oh, DWN. They all have DWN as their model numbers, except for Time Man and Oil Man. They have like some different, I believe they have some sort of different three-letter thing because they're prototypes. Yeah, when you start, okay, I'm not going to say I have the model number for Mega Man Robot Masters memorized.
But you know them all.
If you put me in a room long enough and said you can't leave until you get them all right, I wouldn't be there that long.
So you're saying if we used Mega Man model numbers as a hot seat question, you'd get them all right?
I'd probably get at least a point and a half.
That's pretty good.
You know what? I do what I can. But no, Top Man.
Top Man.
Auto balance system. Spins like a top, Top Man.
It's from Mega Man 3?
2, I thought. No, he's not 2. It must be 3.
I think he's from 3.
Yeah, I think you're right. He is from 3. Yeah, because it's Quick Man. Yeah, he's 3. You're correct. So he was originally supposed to explore other planets, I guess?
What would sending a man who can spin around in circles do on another planet?
Well, he wouldn't fall over. That's for one.
I guess that's true.
I mean,
he's got his own gyroscope.
That's an important thing, dude. Gravity works differently on other planets. It may pull you to the side. We don't know. We've never been there.
Unless you're Top Man.
Unless you're Top Man, you don't have to worry about it. But those are the Robot Master questions for this week. So once again, Tony, I ask you, what's the master with you?
Nothing.
Nothing, exactly. Well done.
Round 3.
So now it's time to move on to round 3. And round 2 was so good that I called round 3, this was a triumph.
I actually think you wrote those before I wrote mine, so good cover, though. I like that.
Yeah,
I like the encouragement.
I got to try to tie it all together.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's like Mime Man, Time Man, Rhyme Man, Blaster Man.
He doesn't fit into all that.
No, maybe. Which ones don't fit? That's the odd man out. There you go.
One of these things is not like the others.
No, don't start that. That's going to get that song stuck in my head.
We are going to be asking you portal questions for round three, though.
Woohoo! I'm down.
So, question 7. Many of the team members from the DigiPen Institute of Technology were hired by Valve after working on this game that Portal is based on.
Portal.
The Portal's not based on Portal.
Pre-toll.
Portal 2 is based on Portal, but not Portal 1.
Well, Portal is based on Portal. It's like it wraps around on itself because they shot a... Okay.
Valve shot a portal gun at itself.
Okay, so quantum physics says that simply by observing something, it changes. So if you look at Portal, it exists. But if you don't look at Portal, it's not Portal. It's Nabacular Drop.
That's true.
But you never know it because the second you look at it, it turns back into Portal.
I could bring a whole Doctor Who thing into this, but we're not going to do that.
If a tree falls on Doctor Who in a forest, and he's standing on a portal, does he turn into Nabacular Drop? I don't know. That's a little convoluted.
Yeah, Nabacular Drop had that whole blue-orange portal thing, but they were like demon doors. They weren't just, you know, round portals.
Demon doors? What, like, had horns?
They had, like, these mouths, and it looked like a demon face above the top of the door.
Who would want to walk into that?
Not me.
Not me.
That's why I'm friendly. Glad they took those out.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't want the portal to eat me.
So you just shoot a portal above you, you shoot a portal below you, and you just fall forever.
I don't need portals eating me. I already have that clown that's going to eat me the second I fall asleep, so...
So you will be awake forever.
Can't sleep. Clown will eat me.
That's bad news. Question 8. In Portal 2, the head of Aperture Science, Cave Johnson, gets angry and wants to burn down houses with what flammable fruit?
Well, how many flammable fruits are there? There's only so many answers that could possibly go into this question, so I'm going to list all the flammable fruits. 1, bananas.
Okay.
2, grapes.
Okay.
3, watermelon, which is very, you know, counterintuitive, because you think watermelon would be fireproof, but they're not.
And, you know, fire, you know... Grapes that are on fire, it's like a just spread shot, so the fire goes everywhere.
Yeah, you've heard of the grapes of wrath, right?
That's what happened.
Right there. You light grapes on fire, throw them. It's a thing they did back in war. It was what the Greeks did before they came up with Greek fire. It was the grapes of wrath.
Ah, I see.
You see, yeah, history forgets that. The Greeks actually invented a lot of stuff.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but the last fruit we're speaking of here is the lemon.
The lemon. Which I could absolutely see somebody burning somebody's house down with a lemon.
You know, if you rub lemons together fast enough, something would probably start to catch on fire.
You know, it's like if you get lemon juice in a cut, it feels like your finger's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's actually what happens.
It's probably true. Probably, if you, like, get a microscope and look at it, that's probably what's happening.
And I think that's the perfect place to play the Cave Johnson sound clip right here.
Demand to see life's manager! Make life rue the day it thought it could give Cave Johnson lemons. Do you know who I am? I'm the man who's gonna burn your house down with the lemons. I'm gonna get my engineers to invent a combustible lemon that burns your house down.
Well, there's your sound clip. Dang it, you didn't warn me beforehand.
I'm keeping you on your toes,
Sheldon. Apparently.
But I'm pre-getting you back for later in the show.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing there.
That's what it is. So here we go. Question 9. 3 personality cores, space, fact, and adventure, as well as the defective turrets in Portal 2, were voiced by what versatile voice actor?
Versatile. You say versatile, not versatile?
Versatile.
English is a weird language, dude. Versatile, versatile. Different syllables have different varying levels of stress. I don't get it.
You don't want stressed out syllables.
No, man, that's the worst thing. It's like
they
bad for your complexion.
They will burn your house down with lemons.
Yeah, that too. They're vengeance, man. They are vengeance. Yes, overstressed syllables are vengeance.
What about revengeance?
Revengeance? I don't know. Is it revengeance or revengeance? See, I don't know. It's just making more problems. How does Nolan North keep this all straight?
He hangs out with Solid Snake.
You think?
Yeah.
Really? How does that? Like
to get revengeance.
Oh, he hangs out with Saul. Did he hang out with Saul Snake or David Hayter?
Both, actually.
That's impressive.
It is.
Because if you're hanging out with Snake, you're also hanging out with Big Boss. So that's like 3 people in one. That's like a trifecta of.
If you get David Hayter, Solid Snake, Nolan North, and Nathan Drake in a room together. What happens?
I believe you destroy the universe and you make a portal.
That's how it happens.
That's how we. That's how DigiPen made it, came up with the Molecular Drop.
I see.
It all ties together. You see.
It's all wrapping around itself, like walking through a portal.
Question 9 leads back to 7, so we're just going to start over. Many of the team members from the DigiPen... Okay.
Don't do that.
Round 4.
Now it's time to put somebody in the hot seat. And this week, I'm in the hot seat.
You, sir, are in the hot seat this week. Are you ready?
No, you've been in the hot seat 3 times. I've only been in twice, so I gotta catch up.
Well, you're getting heat. This seat has been preheated, as we discussed earlier in the show.
It's a good thing I put on my fireproof suit.
Okay, well, this week, your category, Tony, your category that you chose is Way Forward Games.
And I am probably going to fail miserably.
All right, so I have prepared 3 questions for you, Tony, that I'm gonna ask you all 3 of these questions. One is gonna be easy.
Okay.
The second question is going to be medium, and the third question, Tony, is going to be your hard question.
Can we just make them all easy?
It's too late. If you'd have told me that before, I would have said no anyway.
That's true. It's like, you know, in the show notes here, it says, do you honestly think I'm going to put the questions here? Because I put the category there, thinking maybe you'd put the questions there so I could see the answers.
And, you know, for a split second, I was like, oh, I need to put, wait a minute. Almost got me with that one. That would have been
so
really
close.
Bad. All right, well, here we go, Tony. This is your easy Way Forward Game hot seat question. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, hot seat 1. Which Way Forward game did we play before its official release for our 2011 Extra Life Marathon?
Which Way Forward game do we play before its official for our Extra Life? Extra Life 2011.
So that's last year's Extra Life. Remember, we played this game. It wasn't even out yet.
And
we
got permission to play it. That wasn't out yet in 2011.
You know, there was only so many games we played for our Extra Life last year, so you can kind of go through the list in your head and think about that.
Oh my goodness. Centipede Infestation.
That is correct, sir. You and Micah played Centipede Infestation while I was cooking some food.
Yes.
We
shot
it
some
for
bugs.
About an hour, I believe. So that was pretty cool. We got to play that before release. That was like the first time we've ever actually had to put live footage of a game up before it was released. So it was very cool of them to let us do that.
Yes, it was.
All right. You got one. It took you a second, but you got it.
I had to think. I was thinking A Boy and His Blob, but that was like 2010, so yeah. I knew that couldn't have been right.
Really weird. I'll tell you that later, because that'll kind of give away something else for the other question. Question number 2. Thor, God of Thunder, was released for several systems, but which version or versions did Way Forward develop?
They developed the DS and the 3DS versions.
You're going to say the DS and the 3DS versions?
Yes.
That is your answer.
Second guessing yourself now.
Oh, man.
Maybe the Wii version?
Maybe the Wii version.
I don't think so. I'm just going to say the DS and the 3DS.
You're going to say DS and 3DS. Okay, well, you were correct with DS, but incorrect with 3DS. Matter of fact, I don't think there's even a 3DS version of that game.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yes, there is. It came out after the DS version.
Well, according to Wikipedia, Way Forward did not have to do that. We may have to check and make sure, but...
Pretty sure it's just a direct port of the DS game.
Is it? Well, I didn't see that in the links anywhere, so I don't know. We'll have to check on that here.
That's, you know, fact-checking is a fantastic thing.
Ah, nope. Red Fly Studios, the same people that made the Wii version, made the 3DS version.
Oh, man.
So you got the correct answer, but you gave extra answers, so I don't know how to score that. Do I take away half a point for that, maybe?
I don't know.
You gave too much answer. What does that mean? That's never happened before, has it?
I don't know that it has.
Huh.
Well, it was, you know, sort of that with my Mario Kart question that one time.
Yeah, kind of, but that was devious of me. I'm going to give you half a point for that. You cool with
that?
All
right, I'll take half a point.
All right, you did good. You did good. All right.
If I was on an actual game show, I would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah, probably. So there you go. I'm giving you half credit. I'm way nicer than the judges on Jeopardy. Okay, so here it is, dude. This is the hard question, number 3. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here it comes. What, mind you, what is the only way forward game that I have reviewed for the site?
It's the only way forward game that you have reviewed for the site.
We've got a lot of reviews up on the site. I've written quite a few. You've written even more. But one
yes.
I've written is a way forward game. What, Tony, is that game? A lot of smacking. I imagine that probably annoys a lot of people. I've never gotten an email people telling us they don't like the smacking, and I take them out when I see them. But, you know, I mean, it happens. It's a thing. I know it annoys a lot of people.
Let's see. What?
Thinking about it, man, what game could it possibly be that I reviewed?
A way
forward game. It's a way forward game. Because usually you just jump on those. Like, you don't
even
give me a chance.
If it's a way forward game, I'm like, called it.
Yeah, so like, how did one slip through the cracks and I get to review it? What could it possibly be?
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? I couldn't believe it either. I'm like, he actually let me do one?
How did I give you a way forward game?
I don't know. I don't think you knew is what happened, maybe. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Or you were just so busy, you're like, okay, I can't do this one.
Let's see.
Thinking about it, it's a Way Forward game. I don't know if I mentioned that. Developed by Way Forward Studios. Way Forward, both the W and the F capitalized, I would like to point out. A lot of people get that wrong. It's only one word. This whole capitalizing letters in the middle of words thing is getting out of hand. We were having this conversation the other day. And I realize you're not really listening to me. You're trying to think. I'm just trying to fill air so it's not dead silence on the podcast.
Yeah, I can't even think of any way forward game that you would have done. Well, Men in Black 3.
Men in Black 3 is what you're going to say?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's not a way forward game.
I know it's not. It would have been better.
All right. Well, are you going to go with Men in Black 3 or are you going to take another guess? Because you know that's wrong.
If it was a platformer, I would have assumed I would have done it.
Oh, man.
Because I did Captain America. I have no idea.
No idea. You're going to give no answer. You're not gonna,
no idea.
You're going to go with Men in Black just for a wild guess?
Sure.
All right. He guesses MIB Alien Crisis. MIB 3 Alien Crisis? I don't even remember what that game was called. That game was not good. The answer, Tony. The answer to the only way forward game that I, not you, have reviewed for the site is a DS game.
A DS game.
Called Galactic Tazball.
Ah, yes.
Oh, Galactic Tazball.
I did not realize. I remember you reviewing that now. I did not realize that was a way forward game.
It is quite a good way forward game at that.
That's crazy.
I can believe I gave that 4 stars. That was actually a lot of fun. It probably would have got 5 stars if the last level wouldn't have been kind of broken.
Yeah. That's insane.
You don't remember that at all, huh?
I remember you reviewing the game, but I don't remember that being a way forward game.
Well, it's way forward developed, so.
And I was even thinking it had to have been a licensed game because the platformers I would have taken.
Oh, yeah. Well, totally.
Like Blood Rain, I took. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We fought over that one. I wanted to review that one. I think the reason I conceded on that one is you're like, okay, they sent us an XBLA because I was like, oh, I wanted to play it on PS3. Fine, you can have it.
Yeah, I think that's probably the only game we've ever actually...
Yeah, we fought over that. I mean, there was conversations like, I want to review this. No, I'm reviewing it. It's Way Forward. Well, I want to review it because it's Blood Rain and I've seen all the crappy movies.
Because most of the time I'm just like, yeah, okay, you can review the game, whatever, fine, I don't care. But that was the one time I think we've actually had a discussion over who
it is. Usually it's just like you either review it or you tell me to review it, or you send out an email saying, does anyone want to review this? I mean, that's your job. You're the dude that tells people what to review. But you gave me Galactic Tazball and I give you 0 points. So you got 1.5. Pretty good.
1.5.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. What do you think of my... You were nervous before this. You were worried I was going to give you some sort of weird, crazy, impossible question again. But I think I did pretty good this time around. I think you were normal, human difficulty questions.
I was really worried. I thought you were going to come up with just some insane stuff.
Well,
and you know, it was going to be something obscure from a game like Lit, which I never finished.
I haven't played Lit yet, so... Yeah, I thought about pulling stuff directly from the game, but I like this. This was kind of involved with the site a little bit, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Really good way to do it.
Yeah, all these games we have played for the site. I think the God of Thunder we played was the Wii version. That was actually my review, too.
I did the DS version.
Did you review the DS version? Okay, so all these have been reviewed for the site. There we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, Galactic Tazball. So, by the way, easy questions. Remember all those color questions?
All those color questions, yeah.
Yeah, I did 4 weeks of those. The reason I did those, I forgot to say this on the show, is because nobody can say I don't write any questions. Easy questions. 4 weeks worth. Take that, people. But that, Tony, is your hot seat for this week. Not bad.
That was good. I'm mostly impressed with my performance.
I'd say you did okay. 1.5 is a solid hot seat performance. If you wouldn't have gave so much answer for that second one, you would have got a full 2.
I could say it's 2, but realistically, it's only 1.5.
Yeah, so, we know.
There you go. If anybody else out there wants to sit in the hot seat and take your turn testing your trivia knowledge, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. Tell us what subject you want to be quizzed on. It can be a game. It can be a developer. It can be a genre. It can be a system. Whatever you want, as long as it's video game related, it's fair game. Yeah, there we go, Shelby. That's the show.
Good one. I think it was a good hot seat. I like this one.
I think so too.
Feeling that hot seat. It takes forever for that thing to cool down. My house is gonna be hot all weekend now.
Just pour some water on it. It'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe. Then it's all steamy like a sauna in here. Nobody wants that.
No, I guess that's probably true.
Greek guys just show up wearing towels. It's awkward.
And having said that, we'll see everybody again in 7 days.